I'm leaving behind, well, when it comes to romantic relationships, I'm leaving behind settling. Ugh, so disgusting.
So you're accepting, what I'm hearing is you're accepting that in the past you've been settling.
Yes. In the weirdest areas, though, in the areas that probably count most, I wouldn't say count, yeah, that they count most. So I'm leaving behind that. I've done so much work on myself this year that I'm just ready to receive the love that I desire, the life that I desire. I know now from this standpoint that I can have everything that I want.
Practical conversations about real life experiences with human design woven throughout, just like a tapestry of our human experience, but threaded in a new language. Featuring projector AC Brown, generator Rachel Lieberman, manifesting generator Jasmine Kenna, and me, your manifester, Vanessa Henry.
You, me,
we're in this together.
Let's listen to each other.
You're listening to Each Other, a human design centered podcast featuring an ensemble of energy types.
2024 is right around the corner, and every season of Each Other, we like to close with a deconditioning episode. What we're learning, what we're metabolizing, transmuting, integrating, what we're learning through this whole experiment that hopefully then becomes a practice on how you live your life. Jasmine Kenna, our fave little MG.
Yes.
What are some things you're leaving behind this year? What did your experimenting reveal to you that you are just very ready to release?
Well, okay. So I decided the day after Thanksgiving was my New Year's
love
Friday. So I have already begun my process of getting things together because I hate, you know, my birthday's in February. And if I fuck around, like I won't like New Year's will come and go and resolutions and like I won't do anything. Yeah. And then it'll be March. I'm like, oh, I'm at the end of the first quarter. Like what's happening
here? Yeah.
So I have decided to do a preemptive strike and just get stuff organized now during this time. That's like kind of a fallow time anyway. Like it's like a good seed planting time, I think, for life. So yeah, I'm leaving behind mental. Well, I'm going to say this. I am inviting in mental toughness to my life.
Ooh.
And I'm leaving behind anything that is a distraction from my goals. And that includes people and people who take up mental real estate in my brain, people who bug me. I'm probably like going to not date anybody in 2024. Like I just need like all of that, like extraneous, like bullshit that like, I think I use as a distraction to kind of like, you know, like keep me at ease, or I don't know what it is. I don't know why I do it, but I'm like, I don't really need to date anybody. I don't really need to hang out with any dudes. I just need to kind of do my own thing, have a little rest on like the looking for love thing and get focused on my own life, my own goals and what I want and my own creativity.
You know, as somebody who witnesses you mentally, to me, you seem very mentally flexible.
Right.
So what do you mean by mental toughness?
I think I am mentally flexible. And I think that I'm certainly not rigid, but I do think that I go with the flow and the flow needs to be my flow.
Yeah.
Like I need to be like owning that. And then also I think that because I am highly capable and fast moving and like, there's this level of like, it's like procrastination kind of that I can get away with because I can just like bang it out and get it done and it all works. It always all works. But this is like my third year in a row being like, man, I'm starting out the year doing the same stuff. And I don't want to do that. I have goals that I want to achieve. I want to really like work on some of my skill sets and like focus on those. And like, I can't do that if I'm in a constant state of hanging out with people. So I think I think I'm going into like hermit mode.
Hermiting.
Our little
fishy Pisces gal wants to own the wake that she creates.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And get a little, I don't really want to say staunch or stern, but just kind of like be in my power. That feels like so cliche to say, but that's kind of the feeling. Like I want to be fully like plugged in to the stuff.
So is it safe to say then at this time, leaving behind 2023, you're not feeling fully plugged into your power?
100% not. Yeah, I'm not plugged into my power. I think that I have a lot more power. I think that people might think I'm plugged into it, but I feel a little bit like I'm phoning it in. Like you know, and I don't want to beat myself up, but I can like, I mean, I'm like a good enough person. I'm like, it's good. You know, like everything's good. I can just like skate or float through things and they really always work out. And I have a really beautiful life, but I would like 2024 to be a little bit more ambitious and a little bit more focused and
sounds like more disciplined.
Yeah. Just reconnect with your own, to your drive.
Yeah.
Disciplined with my drive. Yeah. And physically, like, I mean, I'm going to be 48 in February. Like, I want to be like physically like really on my A game. Like I want to be able to just fucking swim 2 miles if I feel like it, you know, like whatever, like, and those kinds of things like take, you have to commit to that. You have to commit to a certain way of being. And I think I have been committing to a soft life. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm not necessarily built for a soft life. Like I'm kind of a working dog.
You're allowed to have your opinions. Everything that you just said, you countered every opinion you said and you softened it.
Yeah.
So you have an opinion and it's like you were aware of what projection could be cast upon you. So you said, I know I should be grateful, or I know that.
Well,
and you weren't really allowing yourself to go into your true feeling
right.
of what your want is. So you swallow your wants a little bit. And I know that you're a taste person.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, You said a lot of wants there and a lot of things that you want for yourself. So I hope you listen to this episode, you know, and the way we cut it and edit it, but you listed a lot of things that you want for yourself and you're completely capable of going and getting those things.
Yeah.
However, you are also not letting yourself fully feel what you want to feel. You keep squashing it and shutting it down and perfectionist correcting yourself. There's this perfectionist voice inside that you must have picked up from someone or somewhere.
I think you're probably right. I mean, I think that I don't always know exactly like when I'm speaking, exactly what my wants are, you know? So I hear them and they do sometimes come out like a little bit like softer maybe than they are. But if I'm being totally frank with you, I'm not a very wanty person generally. So even me just saying these things out loud, I'm like, oh yeah, do I want, I'm like listening to myself. Yeah, that is what I want. Like, it's kind of like stream of consciousness. So I don't necessarily think that I'm like being a like a perfectionist about it, but I haven't like fleshed it all out yet.
If you're experiencing a desire to reconnect to your drive so that you might go toward the focus that you want to go toward, I want to just remind you, you have the channel of money and what you say you want is really, really important. And I found when I was connecting to my want inside, who also has that channel, I had a lot of wants. Like I wanted soft clothes, but then there was that perfectionist voice swooping in. Well, some people don't even have clothes. Be grateful for the clothes that you have.
Right.
And then I was self-scolding and not letting myself feel the full connection of the want. And it was kind of like it was slipping away in conversation. And I noticed self-projected projectors, ego authority people, or people who have the channel of money or these the heart connection to the throat. Okay. They have wants and they don't think that they do because they have built a life off of quieting and softening their wants. So they slip out sometimes, but we don't give them enough space so we can redesign our life. So when I'm working with someone and I see they have that feature in their design, and you've said this on previous shows, talk to yourself, voice it out and listen to it back. Listen to your own voice. You'll hear your wants blanketed across there because you're not always hearing them in the conversation because they slip out and you're used to letting them slip out and then course correct and perfect your voice and what you said so nobody is upset with you and nobody is coming in and attacking you.
Yeah.
And when you listen back to yourself and you hear those wants, it can be a little bit heartbreaking. It can be a little bit sometimes, but if you're wanting to reconnect to your drive, you got access to two motors. And one really great way to connect to that heart that you have is to let yourself want what you want and prioritize those wants. But you can't do that if you're not even hearing them.
Right.
So a great way to start hearing them is to talk to yourself or talk to others. Those voice notes that you save and collect, go listen to them, make a practice of listening to yourself to reconnect and reinflate the deflated heart.
Yeah.
It sounds like a deflated ego.
It doesn't.
Oh my God. I'm so, where are you coming from? I don't know what's happening here. Sorry, but I just locked onto you there and had some feelings. I guess.
Yeah. Thanks for indulging me. Thank you. I needed it. I don't. So it's hard to explain. I think because maybe with my defined ego, sometimes I do want things, but I'm just not in a place. I haven't been in a place in my life where I can make all of it. I know that when I want something, I always get it. Like, I already know that. So then I kind of like temper my wants because maybe I'm not ready for it yet, or my life can't change in that way yet. Like, I still have Vivi at home. I have a kid.
No
going
space
to college.
For the want. No I've space got, for the want.
Right. So, but sometimes it's like, there is no space for the want. Like, I have to just sit tight for a minute and figure it out.
No, Jasmine, you don't have to sit tight. You can still express the want. It doesn't matter if it's never going to, reality is never going to reconfigure and align for you if you don't just get the want up because I'm waiting for Vivi, or I'm waiting for this, or I'm waiting for that. Yeah. If you could just reconnect to the practice of expressing it, regardless of whether it can align immediately in this moment, and just getting it off your chest will create the space that you need to be able to actually vocalize that and manifest it for yourself if you truly want it. But if it's all stuffed and clogged in there, there's no space for anything to change in the life.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it in 2024. It's happening. People are going to be like, where'd she go?
Thanks for letting me push you. Thanks for letting me push
you. Yeah, no worries. I need it. I'll take it. And if I'm being totally honest, my goal for 2024 is to be a bad motherfucker. Like, I just want to be like on my game in all my spaces. Like, all
I promise you,
pillars.
The world perceives you as a bad motherfucker.
Well, the world has no idea. I'm like, I'm not a bum, but I'm kind of, you know, I can be kind of a bum. I can be a phone it in kind of gal.
So you're allowed to want more.
I'm not doing that this year.
Now, Ms. Brown was nodding through a lot of some of the things you were saying here. She was having some feelings. She was clapping off camera for some things. So, Ms. Brown, what are we leaving behind in 2023, calling in for 2024? What did Jasmine make you feel there?
Oh, well, what am I leaving behind? I'm probably...
You went on some relationship journeys this year.
Woo. Mm-mm. I'm leaving behind. Well, when it comes to romantic relationships, I'm leaving behind settling. Ugh. So disgusting.
So you're accepting, what I'm hearing is you're accepting that in the past you've been settling.
Yes. In the weirdest areas, though, in the areas that probably count most, I wouldn't say count, that they count most. So I'm leaving behind that. I've done so much work on myself this year that I'm just ready to receive the love that I desire, the life that I desire. I know now from this standpoint that I can have everything that I want. Like, that there is not something that I can't have. It's just a matter of creating space for it and bringing it in and calling it in. And, just same thing that Jasmine said, getting more disciplined with what I want. I'm, you know, my book comes out in September of 2025. So I always laugh at that because it feels so long, far away, but I know that it's really not. And I truly want to spend from now until that thing is like available, just making myself more visible, as visible as possible, networking, really honing in and stepping up in, like creating my own brand, like really showing up in my most authentic self and really speaking to what I, you know, believe in, what I know is true from my experiences, and teaching people. And I'm a really great teacher, and I'm realizing that, and also stepping more into my mediumship, which has been a topic in therapy because I've been running from that for a very, very long time. But the last, like, I would say 10 sessions that I've had with people, I can't run from it anymore. So I've been incorporating a lot of mediumship work into my Voice of Truth sessions, which have been really mind blowing for me. It's something that I've always done, but I'm more mind blown at the way that the mediumship is coming through and able to help people move forward, or with my open, completely open G center, help them with their direction. And I'm not even going to lie. I was telling my therapist this. I feel so grateful to be able to tap into someone's ancestral past with their loved ones and be able to help them in the present. It's been really giving me joy that I really didn't know I needed, especially the last couple of sessions that I've had. One session, which I recorded it for my podcast, it'll come out on my podcast when it gets to that episode. What came through in that session, it's the information that people's ancestors, people's relatives, my guides, they're coming in such a gentle way now, in a real way. It's still raw and uncut, like I do, but it's just in a really, some of the information that's been coming through has just been really mind-blowing to me, where I feel really, I've never felt this fulfilled in connecting to spirit the way I have been lately.
So what are all these teachings or these lessons teaching you?
That I've had it all along. Probably that I've been searching I've been searching for this permission to give myself to be who I've always been. And I don't need permission. So now it's just about me using that voice, stepping into it, and just not giving a fuck and like pretending that my social media is just one big old group chat.
You work with a lot of professionals. I really love that as a Valley's example. You know, you plug into your therapist, you plug into your trainer. I think these are such important outlets. And I always think about it from a Valley's perspective, but I've been starting to lately think about it from the emotional authority perspective, especially because you've been revealing so much. I found this year that you revealed a lot about not necessarily having the emotional support system that you require to operate at this level. Like, you're at this level now, and there's a certain level you need to perform at. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm really witnessing you build out your emotional support system in ways that are modern and are a really great example of when you don't necessarily have that in your core family. You're an only child, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's not necessarily a bunch of siblings or that dynamic with the parents or whatever the case may be, cousins, aunts, whatever. And you really do make a point to do the work on yourself, which you always have, and to invest and plug into the professionals that make the most sense for you at that time. And that's one of my favorite examples about you, that how you take care of yourself in that way.
Oh, thanks.
And Ms. Rachy was nodding along when you were talking about some of the social things and social media being like this big hangout space. She's nodding now as I'm re-narrating it. So, Rachel, some things you're letting go of in 2023, or what you're metabolizing and learning as you go into 2024.
Yeah, I honestly just really resonate with a lot of what Jasmine and AC said, just in terms of, number one, maybe being more consistent with or disciplined with certain practices or ways of being that you know yield results in your life, but somehow it can be so easy to forget those things. So something I was really reflecting on today is like, there are all of these, like, kind of a common thread through a lot of this is like mindset, just thinking differently about like how we're operating, I guess. And I realized that there's certain things that I can do that, like, over the last 2 years, it's like life just goes way better when I do that. But I don't know why I don't do it. And today I was at the gym and I was thinking about, okay, I'm just going to start doing that all the time and I want to see what happens. And so I was thinking about, what are some systems I can put in place to help make that easy for me, things like that. So I was thinking a lot about that. I also agree with the thing about how people, it's so funny because I think we're taught like, people are everything, community is everything, all of that, family is everything. But for me, those relationships can actually be major distractions from my singular purpose, my, you know, whatever. So it is about a balance of that. But I was thinking about both of those things this weekend because I was just out of town for like four days for Thanksgiving. And when I came back, I just realized that I get into ruts really easily. I think COVID really made that more of a thing for me. Like, it was just easy to get into ruts of like spending too much time on social media, over consuming.
Yeah.
All of these things, like over consuming in every way, just with money and time and energy. And I want to leave that behind for sure. Like, this week I was remembering, oh, right, remember how for the first half of the year I didn't sleep with my cell phone in my room? Like, I had set up all these things that were just so much better, because then when I wake up, it's like, I just have to get up. What am I going to do? Lay there? And then it's like my day just goes so much better instead of laying in bed for 45 minutes, things like that.
Totally.
So, yeah, I guess to sum up what all of it is, I guess it's being more intentional about where my time and energy and thoughts are going, and leave behind all of those ruts and patterns, and just get out of those ruts, maybe even physically get out of this space more often. I can get really sucked into just like being in this house, like Alan, my husband.
You got two hermits in the room here.
Exactly. Yeah. And I live with two hermits. And so right, it's very hard, like just hard to get them out of the house. And I think going and being somewhere else, like staying in an Airbnb in a different city for 4 days, not that I never leave here, because I do, but just going to a totally different environment that was brand new to me was really refreshing. And I felt like really amazing today just from that. So I definitely want more of that, just getting out of those old patterns next year.
You're also a Libra South Node. And I felt like I was hearing that a little bit there, because as a kitchens person, Rachel, being in the cool spot or leaving the house and going to the club or what, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, is a huge part of your process. And I'm projecting a little bit here, but what I thought I was hearing, what it sounded like to me, was like, you're not always willing or open to going out to those adventures if you don't have your buddy with you, or you feel a sort of responsibility to get them out as well. And I wonder if it prevents you from going out sometimes. As somebody who watches you, you seem like you go out and do things totally on your own a lot.
Yeah.
But it does make me think about, how much are you holding back because you want them to go with you, or there's this responsibility that they got to get out of the house. But like, if they're hermits, they really don't have to get out of the house. But if it's holding you back from going out, yeah, then it becomes a little bit of issue.
Yeah.
And just thinking about that Libra South Node, you know what I mean? And the relationship to the other in that placement, and the Aries needing to go their own way. And we just had these eclipses earlier in the season.
Yeah. I don't feel so much that they hold me back these days. If anything, I like become hyper independent and I'll go do things. And then Alan will be like, I would have done that with you. I'm like, oh,
oh, oops.
But what I will say is that as a generator, it's really important that I've responded to that thing that I had. Like, I'm not really at this stage in my life a traveler just to travel. I need to really feel that I have a response and a purpose to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so those two people that I'm closest to aren't really going to provide me with a lot of those options. They're not going to be the ones to bring that into my life. So I have other ways of like bringing those things in. But yeah, it can definitely be a little bit difficult, because it's like, yeah, if the people closest to you aren't really on that same vibe, it's like, I don't know, just a few less opportunities. So I'm just trying to lean into the opportunities that do present themselves and try to find a way to get more momentum around like creating more. Mm-hmm. Like just creating more, like, okay, so for instance, like, I don't know. I think this is partially a COVID thing, and just being kind of isolated at home. But it's also a thing from working for myself at home for the first time ever, because I used to be in a kitchen every single day. And those things kind of coincided. It was within about a year that I left my job before COVID started. And I realized that before it was always like, oh, I'm always away from home. Like, I was always at the office. I was always out in the world, always out like downtown, walking around, whatever. And so it was like really a commodity to be able to be at home. Well, that really flipped. It's like, it became such a commodity. Not that I love my home, I love my office, this is like my happy place, but it became such a commodity to be out in the world doing anything. So like, yeah, this is like yesterday, I invited my dad out to go to a model train show. Like, it's this weird organization that has, it's been here for 75 years and they have this massive train model of all these trains and in the region. And like they actually build out the little buildings and the geography. Cool. And it's like, this is, yeah. So we went to that and it was okay. There were too Ooh. Many people breathing in that place. I was like, oh, this place has been here for 75
super,
years. Like
spreaders.
Air has been here for 75 years. Like I cannot cope, but it was cool. And then they had some guys, I think at the end in their little gift shop area who were like recruiters. And he was like, oh, I saw you looking at a book on scenery. Would you be interested in joining our club? We are looking for women. And I was like, and I part of me was like, yeah, there's part of me that would love something like that, but that wasn't it. You know,
this isn't the topic.
Yeah, that's not the one that called to me. And I was like, I cannot be in this stuffy little space every Tuesday. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, just things like that. I think just getting out in the kitchen, it's really yeah. easy to just get locked into your habitual places and not experience that like newness
or new project or new.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, new creation. Yeah, totally, mm-hmm. totally, totally. Listening to you, I definitely was thinking about consumption, over consumption. As somebody who's a sound person, I'm sensitive to the volumes and amounts of my intake. And over this year, since I got married, I started fluffing up again in my weight. And I was like, what's going on? What am I doing? And really like kind of like not trying too intensely to interfere with my behavior that was happening, but getting a little bit curious as to why I was reaching for a spoonful of peanut butter every single night. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like something like that. Why am I doing this? What am I? I'm craving this, but like, why? Why am I doing that? Why am I reaching to that? I definitely have lots to learn. I say that, but I'm also aware of what I just kind of pushed back on Jasmine about, you know, but I go through stages where I consume. And it's a lot. And then I go through stages where I'm really not consuming a lot at all. And even earlier this year, going to Rachel's event, I barely ate the entire time I was there. And I really wasn't forcing it. I made a point to have things available, but I really didn't consume very much. And then I came home consuming, like shows, cannabis, food, coffee. Like, I'm like, whoa. So when I'm looking back at the year, and looking when I go into periods of high consumption, I'm hungry for something. And I don't think I'm always consuming the right type of nourishment. For example, this year, I really noticed I was hungry for community. And I had to really consider who do I want to engage with and do things with. And honestly, there was a lot of grief there as I realized I was doing things with people I didn't necessarily resonate with, but there were bodies around, you know what I mean? Like things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, I moved to a new place a few years ago and I don't feel a particular big call to like, go get to know the parents and blah, blah, blah. Like I'm not interested in having to make forced relationships out of like place, you know, or some other obligation. Like I really do want to resonate with whomever I'm connecting with. And so throughout the year, I started to get a little bit more strict and intentional with that. And then where that left me was really craving community. And then through that experimenting, like I got so much value out of traveling to see Rachel in Portland and then having that in touch, in person, you know, touch your body, give you a hug, touch your body, but you know what I mean? Like be in person with you, because so much of my life is just with the boys, like a lot. And I made more intention to have family come out to kind of foster more relationship with my online friends. But I'm really talking about like considering who and what my community is made of at this time and how that is affecting my consumption. Because if I'm low in that area, I'm trying to feed it with something else. And so sometimes that might be food, but not really all the time. Sometimes it's like a show and it's all mm-hmm. the people on the show feel like my friends and I'm consuming that and I've binged it and I watch it all weekend or whatever. I watch it all month or whatever. So getting a little bit curious about my consumption over the year has shown me that I'm hungry in other areas of life. And I perhaps need to become more aware on these other areas and how I might be able to nourish them. because otherwise my body will show me like my consumption is out of balance somewhere and I'll put on weight or I'll lose weight or whatever that looks like for me. But also no draw to being physical. And I hear you guys talking about like, I got to go to the gym and I just got to like commit and I don't have that ability in me. And I was listening to AC talk about the things she really wants to go after. And I'm looking like she doesn't have the devotion of the divine heart. She doesn't have the commitment of the divine sacral. So how does AC like make those things kind of happen for herself? How does she go about doing that? It just kind of makes me think about when I don't get existential, but like, what am I doing? Why do these things matter? Why am I being so fucking picky about who I'll be in relationship with? Does it really matter? And then I'll like open myself up to something and something shitty will go down.
You know what I mean?
It really does matter. Yeah.
It matters it so does. Much. It matters yeah. so much. And then I experience some frustration with how much that matters and how important that is. And then you catch yourself daydreaming, like I'm moving all my friends to this island and we're all going to live there. And you know, we all did that in COVID for a bit, but yeah. Anyways, what is this bringing up as I say this?
I think it does matter. To a certain degree, like who your like closest friends are. But I do think it's important to not be so precious about joining communities and trying things because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what doors are going to open for you. And I'm like being a mom right now because I say this to my kids all the time. Like sometimes you just have to, you get drawn to something and you go there and like, maybe there's one gold nugget out of the whole thing, you know, totally. And we were like, oh, remember when we went to that really weird, like I went to a Mary Kay party once. Like I do not go to stuff like that. Like that is not
Your
for
mommy
me.
Used to sell Mary
but
Kay.
People, this lady got me there and I was sitting there the whole damn time. I was like, this is ridiculous. I cannot believe I have to sit here for 2 hours doing this. And then I looked over and there was this girl there and she was making the same face. And then we were like good friends. You know what I mean? Like we were like, it's me and you, we're going to get through this together. And now we were friends. That was like 19 years ago, you know? So
yeah, you make a good point in that. I often don't like, I don't know how else to say this other than like the entirety of the community. Mm-hmm. But I like, yeah, a couple gold nuggets because I'm interested in building my yes. community, not necessarily right. plugging Joining. Into an existing one. Yeah. Although like I'm all for like plug into your local community and know what's going on there. Like that's not what I'm talking about. But like, you know, so you'll have to like get into a friend circle. You see this with fourth lines, like when their network breaks down, actually Jasmine. Yeah. When yeah. their network breaks down, it's like, I need to know who my fucking people are out of yeah. survival, you know?
Yeah. For sure. But so I've had to do that where I'm like, okay, I got to like deal with some of this so that I can get to the gold, you know, like, totally. And then like, yeah. you know, like kind of quarantine them off and do like, now we have our own thing. Yeah. It's a process. Friend making.
AC, what were we going to add there?
I think it is important. And just speaking on how are we, well, I can't speak for Jasmine. How am I finding the will, if you want to say, to do yeah. these things? I don't have it. I just have to make a decision. Like this year, you know, getting in shape was a decision. I was late today working out because I wanted to sleep. I was, you know, I had an enjoyable weekend and I was just like, oh, it's cold. I'm tired. But I know that I have to get up and do this because if I stop now at this point, it results in X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily about that I want to do it. It's I just make a decision. Once I make a decision, no matter how painstaking it is, I keep going. That's literally how I've been successful with things. And I feel like that's why it's easier for me to move past things once I'm done with it, especially like projects or businesses, because I know that the decision for me to move forward with it, working out, eating right, reading more, whatever goal I have, I've made a decision and I keep on going. But once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. Like I don't look back. So what you're talking about and thinking about is very important. But it's just really about making a decision.
Well, on the topic of movement, then I'm in the summer, I would get up and walk my dog every morning and was really into that for a period of time. I'm a pretty big swimmer. I love to go do laps, not drawn to the water in the cold season whatsoever. I also started to kind of think we like to play tennis again, warm season. And I lose a lot of gas if I'm busy driving around looking for an open court. I'd rather belong to a tennis club where I've booked it. I've booked this. It keeps me accountable. You know what I mean? When there's too much looseness and it's not enough structure for me. However, there's no desire. There's no want to go move the body. And so I'm kind of like, why am I not? What's going on? I usually have something, but I wonder if it's just, you know, going into winter, perhaps. I'm not sure. But this bump on a log energy of like, no, I don't want to go swimming. No, I don't want to go jogging. No, I don't want to play tennis.
It's going into winter.
Yeah.
That's part of it too.
Because this morning, I literally did not want to work out. I was 10 minutes late and I was just like, oh gosh. But I paid for it. You know, my trainer was like, what the fuck? And he was like, listen, winter's here. I'm telling everyone. We're not fucking around, pretty much.
Move your ass. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, we weigh in a week. And he was like, hopefully no one's gained weight because there'll be consequences. I don't give a fuck that it was Thanksgiving. And that's that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, nothing I could do about it.
That's the undefined heart secret too, because
undefined heart secret?
Well, is that accountability, I think, because once I got a dog and I would, that's where a lot of my like exercise time was going. And also I think the newness of going to the gym had worn off, like the newness
it wears off really quickly.
Then I really stopped going for 6 months and I had to hire an online trainer. And so since then I haven't missed a single week. And that's the secret, because it's not like there's no flexibility. Like I was supposed to go yesterday, but I was so tired. I was like, I actually took a long walk, but I was like, I actually am sleeping. Like I cannot go, but I had to tell her that, like, I couldn't just not do it. Yeah. And so then that just makes you think, like, most of the time I will just go through with it because I have to tell somebody. So that's the only way I've been able to do it.
Yeah. The accountability is, cause my trainer is virtual too. So it's just like the accountability.
Yeah.
And I can't get around not doing it. It's weird.
Because someone's going to look at your thing. Like, so she's going to see my little workout and I just.
Right. Exactly. Like I have an app and it's just like, you didn't work out. You didn't do the thing. And it's just
I don't want to deal with that.
Then I have to hear his mouth. Then I have to hear his mouth. And it's just like, oh my God, I don't fucking hear your mouth. Like.
Yeah, I don't got no one nagging me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to be like told what to do. It's also it's not fun for me. I know. It's not fun for me to like go to the gym. Like I was a dancer because I liked the fluid movement, but I didn't also like being told what to do. So I became a choreographer because I will tell you now that I know how to dance, I will tell us how we're dancing. I have been considering so my whole issue is, at this part of the roof process as a hermit, leaving the abode can be very challenging. Everything I want and need is here. And something that I have been wanting for years and think I will eventually manifest for myself is the room that is the dance studio that has that flooring, that has the mirrors across it. Nobody's going to come in and bother me. I'm free to do whatever I want in that space. There's the bars on the wall if I need. It's like in my home. I've even looked at like, maybe I could book that space, you know, but it's not worth the price point, like going and booking I want the entire dance studio so I could just fluff around and dance for a bit. Like, it's ridiculous. I know it is. So it got me into thinking, well, if I'm not in this position of dancing right now, I'm really like Tai Chi. It's a similar kind of movement. And I was like, there's no reason why I couldn't just structure this for myself at home. And I've found over these years of experimenting, if there's no reward, it can be hard to motivate me. Like if there's a reward at the end, something, even I'm going to get a fun little treat or a fun shirt or what, like whatever I'm going to get sex, whatever the reward is, I will perform. You know what I mean? So I'm very ego driven that way, very motivated when there's like a little treat. And so I was like, well, what could be my treat for doing Tai Chi at home? Or, you know, and I haven't quite come up with that yet.
My reward is lazy. Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, people don't know that I love clothing. I love dressing well. And I hate buying expensive clothes.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a downtime with my clothes too.
I hate buying expensive clothes in bigger sizes. That's just my preference. No knocking anyone. I just hate investing in clothing in bigger sizes.
Yeah.
Because that frustrates me. So I just want to get to like the size that I want to get to so I can like go shopping and like all the fancy dresses that I love, buy all the things. Cause even last year, like, that's why I have two bags of fucking clothes in my living room.
Oh my God. In her screen, there's these two bags of clothes that have been there all season. She doesn't
I have to donate them, but I have, and there's pricey things in there, like dresses and really cute stuff.
Who cares? Give them away.
It's not a fun
tour. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give them away, but it's frustrating because it's just like, gosh.
AC, I had to rebuy everything, including my underwear. Like, my underwear was baggy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's frustrating.
Just, it's very frustrating because there's some like cute dresses, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't wear this anymore.
Jasmine, I'm not doing that.
No, one of the main reasons, I mean, I work out for my mental health, but I mostly work out because I'm vain and I'm not going to be buying bigger. I'm not buying bigger pants. I've been wearing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So now that I'm like going backwards, I have to like hurry up and get to where I need to get to.
Yeah.
So I can buy transition right now. My dream wardrobe. So Dream wardrobe.
Well, as I'm looking ahead to 2024, one of the really big themes is that's why I was listening to Rachel. She's like, I want to create more. I was like, I don't know that I want to create more. I feel like I have created a lot over the last decade. And I'm now interested in like zooming out and rearranging how I share some of it, use some of it. There are things I've created in the past that are just kind of sitting in my vault. Like, what do I, now that I've amassed this, let me take a really good look at it. Let me perfect and refine certain things. I'm really going to try and switch like how I offer things or what my services are. And not that anything is going to be new per se, but just maybe louder in certain areas, quieter in other areas. Again, playing with volume. And not putting so much pressure to create something new, rather than look at the amazing things that are in existence. And if they're just redistributed a certain way or rearranged a certain way, they might open up new income opportunities. It might seem like a whole new teaching, like even a trend that you'd see where people be resharing past content they made. Like, it's new.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, I've seen this. And it's great. You made all this valuable shit. Like, get it out there again. So maybe like recycling. I got a Lomi this year, which is that composter that you put all your food waste in like 5 minutes. It makes it into 5 hours. I mean, it makes it into compost. And so it just makes me, because that's in my life now, I'm thinking about like, what am I composting? What am I metabolizing? What am I learning from all this? And how can I like put it all together in new ways so that it feels fresh, but it's still like that hearty original kind of creation. That's it. Wrapping up this sixth season of Each Other. Ladies, any final messages from this season?
Prepare to be sick of me.
Prepare to be sick of AC.
Never. I don't know. I think this was a great season. I hope we do it again. So much fun.
Yeah. Fourth line stuff.
Yeah.
Rachel Lieberman.
I don't know that I have anything to say today. I'm just
done. She said it all.
Just being. Yeah.
She's here holding space, being, doing her thing. We love that. And I've said all that I can say. That's why the season is over and here we are. Best of luck into 2024 and however that shakes out for you.
You, me,
we're in this together.
Let's listen to each other.
You're listening to Each Other, a human design-centered podcast featuring an ensemble of energy types.
This was a 6-2 Studio production. Find us at SIX-TWO.studio for all your creative sound needs.